This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is the greatest nation, and it needs to be the leading nation. There's a book that is very much worth reading. It is called Collapse, A World in Crisis and the Urgency of American Leadership. The author is Doug Schoen, who has been a political commentator, a pollster, an advisor, really at the center of American politics, and I mean the center ideologically as well as geographically. He has been highly involved. He is now a contributor to Fox News, and he wrote most recently about two prospects. One, the idea of a GOP identity crisis. Is this the Conservative Political Action Committee that's meeting in Orlando starting today? Or is it really now just the Trump PAC, the Trump Political Action Committee? Those and other questions worth addressing with Doug Schoen. Doug, always a great pleasure to speak to you.
Michael, thank you, as always, for a very, very kind introduction.
Well, again, we're at a moment, and I wanted to ask you this right off the top, because I can't remember ever seeing anything like this with a previous three-term governor of New York named Mario Cuomo. His son, Andrew Cuomo, is looking like he is in full meltdown. I thought the Democrats might enjoy their taste of national power for a while and avoid basically killing each other, beating each other to death. Doesn't it look like Andrew Cuomo right now is in very, very grave danger of losing his fourth term, and losing it not because of Republicans, but because of Democrats?
Well, I will say this. His poll numbers as of now are holding up surprisingly strongly, notwithstanding the Siena poll. But you're exactly right. The opposition to Governor Cuomo now is coming from the Attorney General, Letitia James, who he played a large role in getting appointed and elected, and from members of the legislature. And, you know, there is a criminal investigation now going on of the whole issue of placing people with COVID-19 in nursing homes and undercounting the very tragic deaths. So we need to see how this all plays out. But certainly the old adage that Pogo articulated, we have met the enemy and he is us, applies to the opposition to Governor Cuomo.
And part of that opposition involves this very lavishly covered allegation by a former aide that he tried to get her to play strip poker on an airplane, that he kissed her on the lips, that and there is some corroborating evidence for all of this from Lindsay Boylan, who's running for Manhattan borough president and is very much a prominent figure in the Democratic Party. Given what was done to Justice Kavanaugh, based on something that happened in high school, this could end up being a real problem for the governor, couldn't it?
Well, let's unpack that. First, allegedly, what Justice Kavanaugh did do, we still don't know, and I think you would probably agree with me that there were elements of that was truly bone-chilling. Second, in Governor Cuomo's case, there are also a number of aides who were on the flight or flights in question with Ms. Boylan and the governor who have basically sworn out a statement saying that no such improper touching or kissing took place. So we don't really know what happened. And any time a candidate for public office comes out at a time when a public official is allegedly weakened and makes these allegations, I think we need to take them, whether it be Democrat or Republican, Michael, with a grain of salt. That being said, it was undeniable that Governor Cuomo is facing unprecedented attacks from Democrats, both for political and personal reasons.
So what about the Democrats pushing and including many of, in fact, most of the diehard opponents of Governor Cuomo, including Mayor de Blasio of New York City, are on his left? Will these people end up pushing the Democrats too far to the left to win national elections?
Well, having just written a piece on that subject, I would say that is something I fear. I mean, you look at this stimulus that President Biden is pursuing. Given the economic news, it's pretty hard to justify $1.9 trillion under the circumstances we face. And I would be one of those who would agree with Joe Manchin. Targeted aid, yes, but across-the-board aid, probably too much.
Yeah, but it's much more than just the question of the aid. With our people like Deborah Holland, the new Secretary of the Interior designate, and Neera Tanden, the new appointee for the Office of Management and Budget, are they representative of the Democratic Party's best hopes for the future?
Well, look, I know don't know Deb Holland, but I do know Neera Tanden very well. What I find troubling, she is a smart, serious, and thoughtful woman. But the 1,000 tweets that she sent to me are not representative of her, but certainly not representative of what the Democratic Party should be standing for. And I cringed when I read them, and I said to myself, what kind of a person would send stuff like that? Certainly not representative of the way I would want to conduct myself as an adult, much less as a representative of one of the two major political parties. I know how you conduct yourself, Michael. You are a gentleman and an intellectual in that order, and that is something you're justifiably and should be justifiably proud of. I can't understand what the heck Neera Tanden thought she was doing.
Well, it's particularly peculiar given the level of, it seems to me, deserved criticism that President Trump got for his habit of tweeting dozens of times a day. You'd think that someone who was one of the head of one of the leading progressive think tanks in Washington would know better. You also wrote recently about the identity crisis that is being highlighted for Republicans and conservatives, especially with this CPAC conference and the president being given a speech with no time limit. By the way, that no time limit thing is chilling. I mean, this could be Fidel Castro territory here. How is that identity crisis going to be resolved?
Well, I think for the short term, it's going to be resolved in Donald Trump's favor to the detriment of the Republican Party. I mean, I think that there is much that Trump did that in retrospect will gain him approval, like Operation Warp Speed. I mean, I think as we sit here today, you have to praise that. But at the same time, his policies on immigration, the tweeting, the divisiveness, some of the statements during the pandemic were very, very harmful and hostile. And I am one of those who, as we've discussed many times, believes in the centrality and unity of the American experiment and the American ideal. You don't enhance that by blasting people in an ad hominem way. And I think Trump is guilty of that. Neera Tanden certainly seems to be guilty of that. And I would like us just to lower our voices and come together as a nation around common principles.
Which is what Joe Biden promised, and probably the main reason he won. Doug Schoen's book, A World in Crisis and the Urgency of American Leadership, it's called Collapse. Don't let it collapse. Check out the book. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
Well, that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger did when they recalled Governor Gray Davis. There is now a... he took control, and then he got elected. He won by an even greater margin when he ran for re-election, running against the, at the time, the treasurer of the state of California, Phil Angelides. But, the New York Times has on the front page... A drive to recall Newsom taps pandemic fury. In California, a mirror of a weary nation. What they're really blaming on the fact that they do look like they are going to get the number of signatures, it's 1.6 million signatures they need, to recall Governor Newsom. And then it's unclear that he will actually be able to turn that back. And this is a guy who was at one point recently a huge rising star in the Democratic Party. And when you have two of the brightest stars in the Democratic Party, people who were seriously considered, both Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, and the Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, they were both considered to be prospects to take the place of Joe Biden, assuming he does not run for a second term, though all of the indications so far, he just basically set up a campaign apparatus, assuming that he would run for a second term. Now, that's early, but of course, President Trump set up his reelection campaign, I mean, immediately after winning the election, before even the inauguration. It's the situation with Gavin Newsom is fascinating because it's two different elections. If they end up recalling the governor of California, here's the way it works. There are two questions on the ballot. Number one is, do you want to recall the governor? And that's just a yes or no. There's no, well, maybe, or actually I'd prefer somebody else, but I don't. You have to decide, should this guy be thrown out of office or not? And if the majority of the people in the state of California vote on this, the vote will probably be in September or October of this year. If the majority of people vote to throw him out, then the question is, who would you like to follow him? Who would you like next? And that, by the way, is a real question because there are three Republicans who are already running. I think the one with the best chance of winning, and that's what it's all about, is Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego, John Cox, who ran against Newsom last time. He lost by 24 points, and he does not have roots in California. He is also running a little bit to Kevin Faulkner's right, and there are other candidates who are already dabbling in this situation. And there may be enough candidates that somebody could actually win election for governor with what would be a minority of the vote. Mike Chernovich, who is a longtime conservative activist, and would be very much identified with the Trumpian wing of the party. He's also going to be running for governor if they do go forward with this recall. And concerning the recall, part of what all this is about is the fact that obviously things have not gone well in California during the lockdown, and you had this horrible situation of the governor telling everybody to wear masks, telling everybody not to go out to restaurants, and then he goes out to a now infamous dinner at the French Laundry restaurant, one of the more expensive restaurants in the whole country, and is there with some of the richest people in California. And is this going to be used against him in a recall campaign? You bet it will. And we are still struggling, and the market today, the terrible news on the market, where the Dow is down 559.85 points, 560 points. It's down more today than it was up yesterday, and yesterday was a great day. So who knows what that's going to bring about. But the market performance, one way or another, really does raise questions about COVID relief and the president's insistence that it go all the way to $1.9 trillion. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, has been, I think, appropriately focused on the scope of this funding. He's a Republican, of course. This is clip 4A, Jeremy.
Well, the bill's $2 trillion. Coming right behind it is another $3 trillion that President Biden wants for green infrastructure. The profligacy is mind-numbing. The motto of the Biden administration seems to be, we can't spend too much. Any fair-minded person knows that that's a very superficial, desultory, almost infantile approach. Either that or the people advising President Biden have an opium habit. I mean, any fool can spend money. The objective is not to spend money. It's not how much you spend. It's what you spend it on.
And he also makes the point that 95% of the funding that is currently included in the Joe Biden bill wouldn't even be used until 2022. And he makes the point that it's not COVID relief. It's a socialist wish list, left of Lenin. And not really left of Lenin, Senator. That might be going a little bit too far. I'll tell you what does go too far is conspiracy theories. There's an evidence of a conspiracy theory that I know is a big deal in England. I honestly didn't know there were people who believed it here. It has to do with a secret race of people who live under the ground and control all of us. And there is now evidence that that particular conspiracy theory actually did at least $50 million worth of damage and killed a guy. Why would that work, that someone believing in lizard people who live underground and run our affairs would kill you? There's a story about that relating to a terrible thing that happened on Christmas Day, the bombing in Nashville, which you may remember. We will get to that. And two more, the idea of a Department of Loneliness, and yet new information just released today about that Gallup story about the rising identification as LGBTQ. That and more on the MedVet Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commemorating the 50 millionth coronavirus vaccine shot.
That's weeks ahead of schedule, even with the setbacks we faced during the recent winter storms, which devastated millions of Midwestern cities, towns, and also the same in the South.
The shot was administered to a woman during a live event. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is again calling for an investigation into allegations lodged against Governor Andrew Cuomo. This time it's for sexual harassment claims from a former Cuomo aide. Lindsay Boylan making the detailed accusations that Cuomo sexually harassed her in an essay yesterday. The White House agrees with de Blasio.
When a person comes forward, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Their voice should be heard, not silenced.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the big Hitler, one of the ways I think to understand and gain some depth in dealing with some of the problems we have here in this country is looking at the situation in other countries that are advanced and developed and wealthy. And Japan is certainly that. Japan used to be the number two economy in the world. It's number three now, I believe. It may be number four. Germany may have passed Japan. But the fact is, Japan has been a very, very important American ally, and they've been having some tough times. And they just appointed, for the first time, a minister for loneliness. And the purpose for the minister for loneliness, in a very crowded country, by the way, even though it has a shrinking population, it remains a crowded country on a bunch of islands. And the Minister for Loneliness is supposed to be combating the country's suicide rate, which has always been high. And that they think is cultural. But it's increased for the first time in 11 years during the COVID-19 pandemic. Tetsushi Sakamoto started in the position and said that Prime Minister Suga, quote, instructed me to examine the issue and put forward a comprehensive strategy by coordinating with the related ministry. I hope to carry out activities to prevent social loneliness and isolation and to protect ties between people. I don't understand how the government does that. And again, if they are feeling this kind of isolation in Japan, where Japan, far more than the United States, is a homogenous country. Most people come from the same racial, ethnic background. Japan has never allowed a large amount of immigration. They don't have a lot of naturalized citizens. And yet, they're worried about ties between people. The suicide rate among women in Japan is especially horrific. 6,976 women took their lives last year, nearly 15% more than in 2019. We also have a horrific suicide rate in the United States. You know that for gun deaths, people who die from guns, more people die from guns taking their own life than are killed in terms of crime. And the idea of a minister for loneliness, I think it's attention getting. But what the real problem is, and it's something that is so much a problem here in the United States in every regard, is mental illness. And there are times when that mental illness combines in a very destructive way with a belief in conspiracy theories, and this is something that I mentioned to you. There's a piece in the New York Times, an investigative report, and it's absolutely shocking. The headline says, "Conspiracy Theories Stewed for Years in Nashville Bomber's Mind." If you remember this story, it was from Christmas Day. Guy drove downtown. He had a truck filled with bombs. He was a fairly successful guy. He was a IT specialist. He was a high-tech computer expert, and he was actually making a living. And 67 years old, and he filled his truck up, his panel truck, up with all kinds of explosives, and they blew up blocks of buildings. But he had announcements beforehand that he had planned on tape while he was playing Petula Clark's song Downtown, telling people to get out of the way so they wouldn't be killed. It turns out this guy was deeply influenced by somebody that we've talked about on Conspiracy Day, appropriate with a full moon, and a guy named David Icke, who for years has been paneling the idea that Queen Elizabeth II, George Herbert Walker Bush, and George W. Bush, and the Rothschilds are all reptiles from outer space. He organized seminars, and he ended with participants trying to dance away the lizard power. And David Icke, by the way, has married a series of models and actresses and beautiful people and made millions peddling this crap. But Mr. Warner, Anthony Warner, the guy who blew up that neighborhood in Nashville, apparently camped regularly in a place near the city called Montgomery Bell State Park, partly because he considered the park to be prime ground for hunting alien reptilians. He described struggling to spot them with an infrared device, believing they could adjust their body temperature to the surrounding environment, and warned that bullets would just bounce off. If you try to hunt one, you will find that you are the one being hunted, he wrote. This was something that was really, really a concern to him. And the idea that conspiracy theories are harmless, when you read about how this obsession wrecked his life, when you read about how people, and honestly, the QAnon obsession isn't any more believable or credible than the idea that there are alien reptilians who are dominating the world, and that the royal family in Britain and the Bushes are part of those alien reptilians. There's more on the issue of mental illness, which gets far too little attention in the United States. A headline about New York and about the problems of mental illness and homelessness coming together. Well, of course they're associated. Of course they're associated. And a lot of this has to do with this unfortunate career criminal who's had a his name is Rigoberto Lopez. and he has been taken into custody because he attacked other mentally ill homeless people on the subway. And with four different stabbings, and one of the young women who was killed on the subway by this stabber who had no motive, no home, no hope. There is a Sarah Feinberg, who's interim president of the New York City Transit, said there is clearly a mental health crisis playing out on the streets of New York, and is absolutely playing out underground as well. Governor Cuomo suggested at a news conference on this last Friday that state lawmakers should revisit Kendra's law, which allows courts to compel those arrested to undergo psychiatric treatments when they're believed to be dangerous. He said a homeless person had recently hit a woman on his staff with a brick. We do no one a favor on leaving them on the street if they're a danger to themselves or to others. I mean, isn't that obviously true? And when you read about stories of this one guy in his 20s living on the streets who explodes one day and knifes four people and kills two of them, isn't this an issue that we should begin to take more seriously? We will be right back with more on the ongoing debate of another kind of craziness, overspending in Washington. Coming up. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the Medved History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kengor's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with part discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
A day when there are lots of people who are looking at the stock market and saying, oh my, wow, this is scary. There is another way to invest, and it's a great way to invest in some of the most exciting high-tech projects, startups available. Not all of them will be wildly successful, but some of them will. And by participating in our crowd, which is crowdsourcing funding for new high-tech startups and pioneering companies, well, it's the kind of thing that can actually change your life for the better while it changes the world for the better. Check it out. It's free information. You can participate in webinars and more. Just click on the Our Crowd banner at michaelmedved.com. It's my brother's company, headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel, and they do a phenomenal job. We're talking about doing a phenomenal job. There does appear to be at least some glimmerings of some open-mindedness on the part of some Democrats regarding the price tag. The price tag on this brand new $1.9 trillion spending extravaganza. And one Democratic congressman, and the House is basically already passed on this piece of legislation, but one Democratic congressman, his name is Adriano Aspayat, conceded on CNN to the anchor Poppy Harlow that he's not entirely sold on the level of spending. This is clip number 7.
About some other stuff in this bill, because you've got folks like Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, saying it's got to be more narrow. He talks about aid in there for arts programs, peace programs, etc. But then specifically, there's something in your state, here in New York, there's $1.5 million of funding toward the international bridge between New York and Canada, a bridge. And then in right around San Francisco in the Bay Area, there's $100 million to fund the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART. I mean, Steve Scalise, your Republican colleague, said, who said a subway to Silicon Valley has anything to do with COVID? Are you comfortable with those in here?
Look, a lot of people will get into this gotcha attitude about this provision, this budget.
I'm not gotcha.
Right?
It's just, it's what, it's there. It's like right here. I actually went back and read it.
I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm saying that in any bill that has $1.9 trillion there will be one line that will probably be somewhat embarrassing, right, Poppy? But I tell you what, this is the
saying it's embarrassing, and that's $101.5 million of taxpayer money. And I'm just saying, are you comfortable with it?
Yes or no? I'm not comfortable. I'm never comfortable with it.
Okay, at least he admits that. And you know what's so encouraging about this? This is CNN. This was not Fox. It's CNN. It's Poppy Harlow. And there appears to be at least some glimmering that some of the mainstream media are working up, waking up, and working up and doing their job, which is to ask tough questions. Even on an administration that many of them sympathize with. On MSNBC, though, not so much. They had Representative Katie Porter on from California, not to be confused with the other Katie from California, Katie Hill. She had harsh words against anyone who could be so mean and cruel as to oppose raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. This is clip six. Listen.
When you raise the wage, when you give a low-income family more money, the first thing that they do is they buy more nutritious food, and they buy food. They stop going hungry at the end of the month or between paychecks. So this is going to directly translate into improved living conditions, the ability to pay rent, to keep a roof over your head, to reduce homelessness, to be able to put food on the table. That's what low-income families, minimum wage workers do when they get a hike in the raise. And when we hear people opposing the minimum wage, I think we have to call them out. They're literally opposing people being able to feed themselves after a hard day's work.
Okay, what about those 1.4 million Americans who are going to lose their jobs if we go ahead and raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour? The Congressional Budget Office says that, and they are nonpartisan. And this idea that this is all about feeding people, look, we have special expenditures on that. I think it comes to about $70 billion a year for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, used to be called food stamps. We don't spend enough. We now provide school breakfast. We provide school lunch. I mean, I know that's a problem because the schools aren't operating right now. But the notion that you need to spend a $1.9 trillion extra to feed people, the idea that they're barreling ahead with this, it can't be good for the country. It can't be good for the Biden administration. It can't be good for our economy. Speaking of our economy, there's a movie that is one of the early favorites for Oscar nominations for Best Picture, certainly for Best Actress, and much more. It's a strange film that combines aspects of a documentary with aspects of a dramatic, normal movie. The title, Nomadland. It's now opening wider in theaters everywhere. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Double Oscar winner Frances McDormand plays a recent widow who, following the collapse of the only business in her small Nevada town, gets into her RV and heads out for life on the road in Nomadland. Now playing in theaters and streaming on Hulu.
You are one of those lucky people that can travel anywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And they sometimes call you nomads.
Based on a novel and featuring documentary-style footage of real nomads, this extraordinary film is an undeniable triumph for Chinese-born director Chloe Zhao. She displays poetic love for the landscape of the American West and for the brave, independent souls who wander its scenic emptiness. McDormand once again deserves Oscar consideration. Rated R for a great deal of tough language and one very brief scene of nudity.
This feature
four stars for Nomadland. And original and unforgettable. And again, that film now streaming on Hulu. It's one of those things where I mentioned that the director, Chloe Zhao, is born and raised near Beijing because her feeling for the American landscape is so eloquent and sensitive and profound. And she obviously is somebody who loves the American land, which I think is easy, even for people who sometimes say, oh, the American people, we are very, very blessed with this land that we have, which where you look at the variety, the wonder of it all, and wouldn't it be nice to be able to go out and tour it again? A lot of people are saying that. In fact, that there's a great number of people who say they would give up almost anything to travel again, including, well, one of those things that is a necessity and a joy in many people's lives. We will get to that poll tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also get to new information. Remember all of the campaigning to change marriage so that same-sex marriage would be a thing? There's the best study yet on how many gay couples actually have married. Is the marriage rate comparable among same-sex people as it is among opposite-sex couples? We will cover that issue. There's also a desire to fine retailers in one of our states. You can guess which one. To fine retailers just in case they separated girl toys from boy toys into different sections in their store. Why is that necessary? And we also are going to be talking to the author of a book that I think is going to be very, very popular. Everybody knows that playing sports can be great for your health. It can be great for your sense of well-being, your sense of community. Playing sports is good for you. But now there's a new book that says watching sports has even many of the same results. It can even increase your IQ. It can help you perform better in school. We'll be talking to the author of Fans. We'll also be looking at three big new movies, giant movies, with all-star casts, all about the plague of drugs, particularly the opioid epidemic. That and much more coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.